at the same time. Coming up is the main news. Just stay tuned.
That was Breakfast with Stanvik, connecting you to insights and opportunities that help you keep growing with Stanvik.
We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Kortas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Masuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Stanvik Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanvik Bank.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win Namamuli 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuanzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
Good morning. The headlines. Malanje's lawyer tells the President Ijilema to refrain from commenting on ongoing court cases. 122 individuals receive new HIV prevention injection. And in global news, Trump launches $1 million gold card immigration visas. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Former Foreign Affairs Minister Joe Malanje's lawyer, Jonas Zimba, has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to desist from being a master of all and avoid commenting on legal matters. Mr. Zimba, in an interview with Phoenix News, has criticized the president's public commentary on matters that are before the courts, saying such statements risk undermining the proper administration of justice. This follows President Hichilema's remarks on Tuesday this week during the International Corruption Day commemoration that the two helicopters linked to Mr. Malanje have been donated to the Zambia Air Force, ZAF. Mr. Zimba says it is appalling that the head of state made such remarks amidst an impending ruling to halt the execution of the forfeiture for the helicopters before the Lusaka Magistrates Court, a Lusaka High Court appeal, and an active matter in South Africa on the helicopters. He, however, said he is confident that the courts will determine the matter fairly and has urged respect for the rule of law.
He is a citizen just like any one of us who is privileged to lead this country by way of being president. He occupies the highest office in the land. He is a servant of the people, and at no point should he think that he is a master of the people. When a matter is in court, he is duty bound to follow the law. The law is that when a matter is sub judice, we must not be talking about it in public the way he's talking about it. That matter is in court, he must not be talking about it. Away from any whatever discussions or talks that may be had by the one occupying the highest office in the land, who is the servant of the people. So I don't fear that anything. The court is going to do what the court has to do, because the court is the one that understands the law. He doesn't understand it.
The Ministry of Health has disclosed that 122 individuals have received lenacapavir, a six-month pre-exposure prophylaxis PrEP injectable for HIV prevention, since its rollout on the 1st of December 2025. Ministry of Health Director for Infectious Diseases, Professor Lloyd Molenga, has disclosed that of the 122 individuals, 68 received the injection at the University Teaching Hospitals, UTH, and 54 at Chawama Level 1 Hospital. Professor Molenga has told Phoenix News that among the beneficiaries are 57 males and 65 females, out of which 15 are pregnant and breastfeeding mothers. He says the service, which is currently available at UTH and Chawama Level 1 Hospital, will be rolled out nationwide in the next 2 weeks. Professor Molenga has encouraged the public to take advantage of the free lenacapavir injection to protect themselves. Copperbelt Province Minister Elisha Matambo has dismissed as unfair allegations that Chingola small-scale miners known as Jerabos have delayed receiving their allocated $4 million. Mr. Matambo says the two-week time frame for settling the payment, which is part of a compensation package meant to facilitate the miners' withdrawal from operations at the Senseli open pit dump site, has not yet elapsed. On Saturday, the 29th of November 2025, Mines Minister Paul Kabuswe assured the miners that they will receive their payments in 2 weeks' time, a period Mr. Matambo insists has not yet elapsed. In an interview with Phoenix News, the Copperbelt Minister could, however, not confirm if payments would be made by this Saturday, saying it would be fair to wait until the 2 weeks pass before claiming delay. Yesterday, the Sustainable Natural Resource Empowerment Initiative expressed concern that the time frame set for paying the miners had elapsed, creating uncertainty among the beneficiaries.
If you remember that solidarity march where they were apologizing, the one who addressed them in terms of the time for payment was the Minister of Mines. So the pronouncement was that they will be paid in 2 weeks from that day. And the minister was very categorical on that. So I think I would rather we wait for that 2 weeks, which will elapse on Saturday coming.
The ruling UPND has announced that it will hold its party convention early next year. Party Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Yemenda says the upcoming convention will reaffirm the UPND's democratic values and ensure its leadership reflects the will and confidence of its members countrywide. Ms. Yemenda has told Phoenix News that the ruling party is committed to upholding democratic principles, emphasizing that all leaders must be elected by the people. She has disclosed that the party grassroots structures have begun meeting to select candidates for positions at branch, ward, and constituency levels ahead of the convention. Ms. Yemenda adds that this internal election process is an important step towards strengthening transparency and accountability within the party.
We have our convention every 5 years, constitutional, and so we start from the bottom. The wards are voted in by the branches. And then the words.
In global news, President Donald Trump has launched a scheme offering fast-tracked U.S. visas to wealthy foreigners who can pay at least $1 million. The card will give buyers a direct path to citizenship for all qualified and vetted people. The Trump Gold Card, which was first announced earlier this year, is a U.S. visa awarded to those who can demonstrate they will provide a substantial benefit to the country, according to the scheme's official website. It comes as Washington intensifies its immigration crackdown, including raising work visa fees and deporting undocumented migrants. We monitored the BBC for other global stories.
Venezuela has accused the United States of blatant theft and piracy after U.S. troops seized an oil tanker off the country's coast. The foreign ministry said the move was part of a plan to deliberately plunder Venezuela's energy resources. U.S. officials said the vessel was transporting sanctioned oil to Iran. Venezuela's opposition leader has appeared publicly for the first time in 11 months in Norway. Maria Corina Machado waved from a hotel balcony as a crowd of Venezuelan supporters gathered in the square outside. She arrived in Oslo a few hours after a ceremony to